You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can you please give us a brief overview of the cross-cultural study you were involved in?
So this was a big collaborative project spanning the whole world. We had 75 co-authors, and basically we all sang and spoke ourselves in our own native or heritage languages. We also played the melodies of the songs on instruments. And then we compared these to see what is similar and what's different about song and speech and instrumental music across cultures. And we found a few things, but mainly the main findings were that song is consistently much slower and uses higher pitches and is more stable than speech, regardless of which language we're speaking or singing in.
Could you please speak on some of the more surprising findings in this global study?
Well, one thing that was a bit of a surprise was we expected there were a few features that we were predicting would be similar between singing and speaking, such as the size of intervals, so the degree to which you rise or fall, we thought it would be similar, and the timbre of the voice we thought would be similar, and also the contour, so we thought they would both tend to kind of start high and end low. We were a little surprised to find that they they didn't have the same kind of contour, and it turns out that when we did some more analyses, they do both tend to end with a falling contour, just kind of as you run out of breath, you sort of tend to get lower and lower towards the end of your sentence or your song. But there was a sort of difference where when you sing, you tend to start low and then rise and then fall, kind of an arch shape, whereas when you speak, you just tend to start high and just continuously descend.
Can you speak on the background of this study and how the university and yourself got involved?
So I actually have just moved to the University of Auckland about 7 months ago. I was previously based in Japan, where I still have a cross appointment at the university, or at Keio University. And I've done a lot of previous research on musical diversity, so what's universal about music, what's different about music across cultures. And one issue we kept running into was that we couldn't really tell if we found that something was universal about music, we couldn't really tell, was it specific to music? Did it kind of evolve to so that humans could make music? Or is it just a byproduct of language? For example, the contour thing I just mentioned. Yes, music does tend to end kind of lowering, but so does speech. Both music and both song and speech tend to use the voice mainly, or as kind of universally. So they have short phrases, but that's kind of limited by how much breath we have. The rhythms, so music tends to have these regular beats, but language also has its own rhythm, and it wasn't clear whether there was something kind of distinctive about musical rhythm versus linguistic. And so that was kind of why we decided to expand this to become not just music, but language. And then to do that, we really needed to work not just with databases of audio recordings, but with actual people who could sing and speak themselves and who would know what they meant. They would know, you know, what's a syllable, what's a note in their language, because you don't necessarily know that if you look at some speech or song from a different culture. So that's why it became such a collaborative project with so many different people around the world. And we were lucky to get funding for this project from the New Zealand government via the Royal Society Te Aparangi. I got this Rutherford Discovery Fellowship and also a Marsden grant to make this research a reality. And that was also what allowed me to move from Japan to Aotearoa, New Zealand, which is where I grew up a long time ago. But now I've had the opportunity to come back and actually be here. And now that I'm here, we're hoping to do more follow-ups, including looking specifically at New Zealand English, Te Reo Māori, and many other languages around the world in a bit more depth.
Can you speak on how these findings might aid our understanding of cultural differences and similarities in music?
Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of famously, music is claimed to be the universal language, but actually there's a lot of diversity in both music and language, and music doesn't necessarily mean the same thing to different people. So people kind of debate what this really means. But I think the finding that there's something that's consistently different about music and language across cultures, it kind of suggests that it's not just music is not just a byproduct of language, but there's something that sort of universally makes it a need for us to have two distinct communication systems. And so it kind of suggests that music has its own evolutionary purpose, functions that has evolved to help us in our survival, our reproduction, our kind of struggle to be humans. And we speculate that what that purpose is to bond people together, social bonding. So by having these slower, more regular songs and instrumental music, it allows us to synchronize in groups and harmonize. And when we do get to make music in groups, it helps us to bond together. And we think that's kind of what makes music so special. It allows us to connect with other people in ways that we can't necessarily do with language. Even with people who don't speak the same language as us, we can still, you know, dance or drum or clap together. So we think that sort of one of the main applications of this can be to help, you know, bring people together.
Do you have any other comments about this study?
If I have a message to the study from the listeners, it's get out there, make some music, sing a song, and connect with people, whether that is through dancing or playing an instrument or singing a song. You can go to karaoke. I was just out at a karaoke place in Auckland a few days ago with some colleagues, and we really connected through singing some great songs. So I encourage you to do the same. Enjoy the beauty of music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.